Good morning, Aggieland. Welcome to another episode of Waterful Wednesday. Texas is starting on its sixth cycle of five-year water plans. Texas has had water plans since the late 1960s, but in the late 1990s, with the implementation of Senate Bill 1, the modern cycle of locally driven, bottom-up water planning began. Senate Bill 1 in 1997, sponsored by Senator James E. Buster Brown, called for 16 regional water planning groups spanning across Texas, each with representation from municipal, agricultural, industrial, environmental, steam, electric, and public interests, so that these interests have the water they need to meet their demands during drought conditions. Temple McKinnon, Director of Water Supply Planning at the Texas Water Development Board, noted that the regional and sector-specific water planning process of Texas water planning provides for the economic activity, public health and welfare, and protecting natural and water resources of Texas. The fifth round of Texas water planning is available on an interactive website, texasstatewaterplan.org. From there, you can drill down by one of the 16 water planning regions, ours is Region G, or county, such as Brazos, or water user group or usage type, like irrigation, municipal, agricultural. You can also look at water demands, needs, and supplies at the county or other level. The 2022 State Water Plan projects Texas's population will increase 73% over the next 50 years, from 29.7 million people in 2020 to 51.5 million in 2070. Along with that growth comes a projected 9% increase in total water demand. Texas's existing water supplies, those that can already be relied on during drought, are projected to decline 18% during this time. So where does that needed 9% come from? Conservation and efficient use. I'm your host, Jennifer Nations. Tune in next week for more ways to level up and be a water geek.